From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The vaccination of Eddy County citizens against the COVID-19 virus began slowly, and on Monday, they had a huge turnout. Eddy County Emergency Manager Jennifer Armendariz elaborates.
It is increasing. We're actually going to be holding a clinic every Monday here at the Civic Center. Today, we were able to put out 503.
On Monday, Armendariz says that conducting the weekly mass clinics has made a difference.
One clinic rather than just the Department of Health clinic being open, it allows us to put out a little more vaccination.
Frances Shaw of Lovington was honored with this year's Citizen of the Year Award by the Lovington Chamber of Commerce for her efforts to be able to sew and organize others to sew more than 16,000 masks for healthcare workers and patients at Norley Hospital in Lovington. Democrat lawmakers are hoping now that Senate Bill 168 has gotten out of committee that the bill will increase the state's gas tax by a penny over the next 5 years. The bill sponsor, Democrat Bill Tolman of Albuquerque, said that this money could help put a dent in the nearly $3 billion in backlog for road projects. Tolman adds that there hasn't been a gas tax increase in the state for nearly 30 years. 22-year-old Tyler Tucker of Roswell, who was wanted on several outstanding warrants, was captured early Tuesday after briefly escaping from police custody. According to reports, Tucker was placed in the back of a police cruiser. However, that particular unit had rear doors that could be opened from the inside. Tucker saw the opportunity to escape and did. He was recaptured a short time later. It's Meet the Wildcats night tonight at 6 at the Lee County Fairgrounds. Lovington Independent School District Superintendent Leanne Gandy tells us.
It'll be a drive-in event at the Lee County Fairgrounds. We'll do a virtual Meet the Wildcats, and coaches will be there to introduce their players of all four of the fall sports.
The Wildcats open their football season Friday night when they host the Ruidoso Warriors. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.